This is Raving Rendell, and it's past the holidays. I just got to thinking a little bit. One of the things that the house did this month was we went down and we got the WoW Cataclysm. I got the normal, and my roommate bought two collector's edition, which I don't know why she did, she just did. So, we get back, and at the time, things in WoW were heavy on the drama. It seems like no matter where you go, eventually drama catches up to you and it just ruins everything. Flash forward to a week and a half later, $160 that she spent on collector's editions may have been flushed down the toilet. Because I think in a month, she may have gone on there for maybe 6 hours, 8 hours. It's just, I don't, the more time goes by, the more I'm honestly wondering what in the fuck was up with getting and spending that much money and then not using it. I mean, she knew at the time that things were big on drama. She knew at the time that WoW was probably not going to be a fun place for her, and yet she went out and spent all this money. I'm starting to think why she did it is because she wanted to be in it again. She was looking for an excuse. It's like, well, okay, I went out, I paid this much money, now I have to go back. And that just doesn't work. You want to go in or you don't want to go in, but don't try and push yourself, because all you're going to do is just hate it more, and I think that's what happened. So, but that's not really what this is about. What this is about is the fact I was thinking about this the other night. I really miss WoW, and I miss Second Life the way they were for me. When I got into them, when I got into City of Lost Angels, it was very small. I think even when it expanded fully, I don't think it was 4 blocks, maybe 5. So it was a very compact area. It was on a mainland sim, so we only had 40 people that we could hold, and it was almost always capped. Then came the problem, well, we found out if we set it to home, doesn't matter how many people are in there, if that's your home location, you will be put in there. And Jesus, do we crash that sim a lot. I think at one point we had 60 people, which is 20 people more than the sim could hold. And this started up a sport called border humping. What that is, if you've been in Second Life, you know that the sims are like states. All the states have borders that they share with other states, usually. Well, if there were too many people in that simulation, you couldn't cross the border. You would walk up to the border, be like hitting a wall. You'd bounce off of it, and it's border humping. You just basically push the thing down and hump the border until somebody crashed or whatnot, and you snuck in. And this was honestly the way that you met a lot of people. What we did was we had a skybox, which is just basically a prim or a platform, because City of Lost Angels wasn't on the ground. It still isn't. It was some 100 meters in the air. So what we did was we put out a few flat prims so people could stand. That way we wouldn't walk across the bottom and then have to go and basically have the problem of teleporting up to the top, which sometimes didn't work. So we did that, and that's where you met people. I mean, if you went out, this was before SLX really got going, so if you wanted to go shopping, you had to leave the sim, which meant, God, I left the sim one time, and I don't think I got back onto it for almost a week. And I was one of the heads of a faction. I was the head of a group. I could not get in to run my group for a week. because I had to go out and get something. Well, then they brought, SLX came around, and we pushed and we pushed, and we got a terminal there, which meant we could pay money into it. It would show up on the site. We could do our shopping from there, and of course, it would be delivered in World. So we didn't have to leave anymore. As long as we could find it on SLX, we were fine. And for most of us, if we couldn't find it on SLX, we just waited until it showed up because we didn't want to leave. So there was drama, but it was controlled drama because it wasn't like you could have so many people there. You had limited fallout to whoever was there at the time. Yeah, rumors might start up and stuff might fly around, but it was limited in instant reaction to who was there. Flash forward now. There are 13 sims, all connected, all on their own little chain, so we don't have the 40-person limit anymore. Although lately we rarely reach it. And because you can come and go so freely, even if there isn't a large crowd, if there are a lot of people on that sim and something happens, it's not long before somebody's running out to get people. And in the case before, where you were pretty much, like, let's say, person A attacked person B. Well, there were three people of each group around, so, okay, now it's four against four. That would have been the way it was, with a lot of people from both groups chatting, cheering, placing bets, having fun on the border, watching. Now, if that happens, there are people coming in. And if there are more from one side than the other, well, that's just the other one's problem. And drama ensues. This is one reason why I preferred it on the mainland, is because we could, in some way, even when it got down to people homing. I mean, that wasn't a big deal, because if we got too many people, well, fuck, the sim crashed. End of problem. You know, if we made the sim unstable, it would crash, and then that'd be it. Here, the sim doesn't crash very much, and we can have as many people in there as we want, which is just a recipe for disaster. So, I really miss it. I mean, I'm not in the group that I was back then, and I wouldn't go back to it if they paid me. They've just changed too much. But, again, is progress a good thing? I guess we got more chains, we got more availability, we got more options. But at the same time, we have more drama. And I would certainly go back to Satellite if it meant that we had less of the drama, less of the whining, less of the bullshit that we have to deal with now. I mean, granted, we couldn't now because Mainland has to be public. Mainland is PG, and we're adult-rated now, thanks to them bringing in the teen grid. We have to be adult, or else, as is proven, all you have to do is sign up, not say your age, and you can get right in anywhere. So, I would like to see them as a moderate slash mature, which is what we were up until a couple of days ago. Now, how does this tie into Warcraft? Well, it's the same thing going on. For the first time this year, about 6 months ago, 5 or 6 months ago, I'd just come back from vacation, so it actually might have been 4 to 6 months. I couldn't remember if this was before vacation or after. Actually, I think it was after, so 4 months. I got home, and Angela was telling me about a group on Sentinels that she had found called Guardians of the Mist. And, oh, they're a neat group, and they're all RP, and they may look into raiding, but it's not a big thing, and you should come over. Well, I made a little tune. I think I made Nirsil. And I liked the group, so it's like, okay, fine, fuck it. I went, I paid $25, I brought Alphine in over from Argent Dawn. And then I brought Tyrannus over. from Argent Dawn, thinking, hey, this is a good group. You know, I can level up Tyrannus. I'll have fun with it. I haven't played Tyrannus in a long time. And then things started getting shitty, which, thanks to all the crap that Angelus put me through with changing servers time and again, I should have seen coming. But basically what happened is they got into raiding, and what we didn't know, and this is hearsay, so I'm saying it only because I've heard it. Basically, we started raiding because the owner's boyfriend wanted achievements. That was it. There was no set, you know, there was no, oh, we're going to try this now, we're going to see how it goes. No, the guy sucking my dick wants this, so we're going to do this now. Oh, we got that. Do you guys want to do more? Well, tough shit, because now we're doing this. And we ended up leaving, which kind of made me feel bad, because here I had blown $50 bringing characters over that, honestly, I didn't want Althenon off of Argent Dawn. Argent Dawn has been Althenon's home since I joined. And so we went, and then, what was it, House of Stormguard or something started up. And it wasn't long before there was drama there, too. And now she's quit that. I never was in that one. Now they're talking they may start up their own. Well, that's about as likely to happen as a pig flying, because she doesn't want to be in Warcraft anymore. And I'm not blaming her. I wouldn't want to be in it either. If I were her, honestly, I'd say fuck it. I'd cancel the membership. I'd wait for the time to run out, and I just would leave it. The only person who she really cares to talk about, she has the phone number of. Okay? They're in other games together. They don't need Warcraft. So if I were her, I'd leave it. The bitch is, this puts me in a fun spot, because one of the things that I'm really bad at is if I want somebody in somewhere hard enough, I will just follow them. I followed them to Wormrest, to Duskwood, to, God, at least two others. Now, I didn't move Althenon every time. They move their characters every time. So, Nalinus, I think her main has been on 6 servers already. I've only moved 2 characters. I've only moved them once in the entire time I've been on Warcraft, which is about 3 years. So, now I'm looking at the point of, here I am, I'm on a server. Yes, it's a fairly decent server, but I don't want to be here. This isn't where I had my fun. My fun was as a member of the agency on Argent Dawn, as Althenon, or as Sylvestria on the Horde on Argent Dawn, and as usual, you know, the way this all started was, I was a member of the agency. I brought, I think it was Maylin, I don't think it was Naylinus. Brought her over, said, come on over, let's, you know, just have some fun. She didn't like them, and I can understand why. They pressured her a bit, and that was not fair. Although it sure as hell wasn't fair, the grudge she held for it either. So, I mean, they got better. They changed around. They got a lot nicer. She would not even... This is the thing about Angela. If she hates it once, she hates it until she's dead and buried in ash. She will not listen. She will not pay attention. She won't even recognize that it exists. She does this now with SL because she left SL, again, due to drama. I cannot talk about SL to anybody in the house. So... And it's the same thing now with Warcraft. Now it's like, it's a leper, it doesn't exist. It's not something she wants to focus on. Well, that's good for her, but I still have to listen to them talk about all their games and about all the people they know, and then when I try to bring it up, it's just gone. It's one of the things that makes me want to move out of this place and move as far away from it as humanly possible. Because this is not healthy, okay? Nobody could call this healthy. I want If I could do anything, I'd go back to when Angela moved, start taking her characters off the Horde, or just start up in a new area. Actually, Nalinus was on Duskwood, I think. I would maybe go with her, but I would do what I had been doing. I'd roll up a new character every time. I'd try it out. If I liked it, I'd keep with that character. If not, fuck it. And I'd go back to Argent Dawn. I should never have left the agency. Yes, it was a messed up group of people. I have a hard time finding a group that doesn't have some messed up people in it. So, you know, I'm not going to hold that against them. Devnica was the person who was in charge there. I respect them. I had a lot of fun with them. Sylvestria had fun with, I want to say it's Zahara. I haven't talked to them in a long time. And because of Zahara, there are two places in Warcraft I always go to. There's a little cliff across from the Nessingwary camp in Stranglethorn, and the White Tower in an unmarked zone north of Tristful Glades. If you want to say there's nothing there, go north, well past where the Murlocs are, and swim... What is it? Swim, or hell, even now, fly, east, and you'll come across, you'll look on the map, you'll see there's a continent there that doesn't have a name. Go over there, and there's a dock, and an old building, and a tower. It's a beautiful area. She showed it to me when one of her characters and mine were in a group meeting for Horde people. And they were looking for a group for a meeting of the various guilds. And she recommended this one. And I was tagging on. She had invited me, I think, so I tagged along with her. And then we sat and we chatted for a while. And it's a beautiful area. And I miss that. I miss her. I miss talking to her. I miss the agency. And there's no way back now. I've tried writing to her on a couple of occasions. I never hear back. And I wouldn't write back if I were me either. Or if I were her either. I basically abandoned her for somebody who didn't give a shit less what I thought. They just wanted themselves to be happy. Angela wouldn't have given two shits if I followed her anywhere. I did because I was a good little puppy and I just wanted her to... I wanted to be happy with her when it shouldn't have made a goddamn bit of difference. As long as I was happy, since that's how she thinks. If she's happy, good. If nobody else is, fuck 'em. That's how she thinks. And I need to start thinking like that too, honestly, because I am so disgusted with myself for putting so many people before me and then being so fucking miserable. And yeah, I have people I can point to, but the fact of the matter is, I don't have to do this shit. And I'm really getting tired of it. SL is ruined because, like I said, I go out, I have fun. When I want to talk about it, nobody listens. Warcraft, I go out, I have fun, nobody listens. I'm trying to think, I think it's Age in the Desert or Tale in the Desert is what she's in now. And when I go over there, it's almost always on. If I want to talk about something that's game related, it has to be that, or I won't get a response. And I know for a fact, if I go in there, within 2 months, something will happen, and then she'll leave again. So I'm not even bothering with it. Why? I've learned my lesson. There's no point following her around places because it's never going to last and I'm just going to end up miserable. So, yeah, that's my rant. That's my thoughts. That's to Devnica and the agency and Zahara and her alts. I'm very sorry I ever left you. I shouldn't have done it. It was a waste of time. Ever since then, it's been just nothing but another waste after another waste, so. You live and learn, and you go on miserable, which is about, until I move out of here, I think the only constant I can be assured of anymore.